rock opera, Chinese acrobatics, political comedy, political cartoons, and pop jazz. It's all in a weekend's work here on the Rogovoy Report. Futurity, an indie rock song cycle about the Civil War, written and performed by the Brooklyn-based ensemble The Lisps, will be staged at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday night at 8. A theatrically staged song cycle, Futurity fuses found text, experimental music, and the group's own brand of quirky pop to tell the story of young Julian Monroe, who spends his days breaking up Confederate railroad tracks as a soldier in the Union Army. Julian copes with the destruction around him by imagining a far-fetched science fiction future, guided by his brilliant mentor, the famous metaphysicist Ada Lovelace. Julian weaves an epic fantasy that folds a utopian high-tech future into the dark reality of war. Together, Julian and Ada attempt to devise an all-powerful, steam-powered machine destined to end war and all of humanity's miseries. All that in rock songs. Cirque Shanghai by Z, a visually spectacular production that combines Chinese acrobatics with fast-paced action and contemporary staging, comes to the Mehewi in Great Barrington tonight at 7 o'clock. Dating back to the Han Dynasty more than 2,000 years ago, Chinese acrobatic spectacles were first called Bai Zi, meaning 100 amazing acts, in reference to the performers' seemingly limitless skills. These daring and beautiful feats were featured in command performances for China's emperors and have been passed down and enhanced through generations. Today, Cirque Shanghai brings this onstage spectacle to 21st century audiences via aerial acrobatics, plate spinning, contortion, balancing acts, hoop diving, martial arts, graceful folkloric pageantry, and more. Spencer Day is a singer-songwriter who occupies that amorphous niche somewhere in between pop and jazz, and he brings his original compositions and renditions of standards to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 o'clock. Day himself captures his range and stylistic fusion best when he cites Chet Baker and Paul Simon, Cole Porter and Joni Mitchell, George Gershwin and John Lennon as his major influences. Day is also an outspoken gay activist who is a native of Utah, raised as a Mormon, and who works for progressive policies within the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Renowned book author and magazine editor Victor S. Navasky will be interviewed by equally renowned author Peter Biskind at Spencertown Academy Arts Center on Saturday at 4, as part of the center's Community Conversations series. Navasky, a longtime Hillsdale Weekender, will discuss his career and his new book, The Art of Controversy, Political Cartoons and Their Enduring Power. A reception and book signing will follow the talk. Topical singer-songwriter Roy Zimmerman performs his one-man show, Wake Up Call, Funny Songs About War, Ignorance and Greed, at Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield, tonight at 8. In the tradition of forebears like Tom Paxton and Tom Lehrer, Zimmerman's show combines spoken word comedy with songs of satire, heartfelt emotion, and novelty numbers. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.